entertainment, sports, and radio's best guest list. Live from the Zone Radio Studios on Broadway on WZON Z62, WKIT HD3, and at downtownwithrichkimble.com. This is Downtown.
And welcome to a special edition of the program as Downtown remembers Nielsen.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words saying. Only the echoes of my mind.
A Grammy Award-winning performance from 1969 from the soundtrack of the motion picture Midnight Cowboy, Harry Nilsson. Everybody's talking. Nilsson died nearly 25 years ago at the age of 52. Though his lifespan was short, a lot of living was done in those years. And while his music may not be well known to everyone, he was a favorite of fellow singers and songwriters and continues to inspire with his rare musical gifts. David Leaf produced the documentary Who is Harry Nilsson and Why is Everybody Talking About Him?
He had one of the most beautiful white pop voices imaginable. As a songwriter, he seemed to have an almost unbelievably melodic gift that came naturally to him. I once wrote a line: "If music is math, Brian Wilson is Einstein." Harry was a mathematical genius too. I think he just was a genius. And music came very, very easily to him.
In June of 1941, Harry Edward Nilsson III was born in Brooklyn, New York. Just 3 years later, his father, Harry Edward Nilsson Jr., would abandon the family, an event that would impact young Harry for the rest of his life, and one he chronicled in his song, 1941.
Well, in 1941, a happy father had a son. And by 1944, the father walks right out the door. And in 45, the mom and son were still alive. But who could tell in 46 if the two were to survive? Well, the years were passing quickly, but not fast enough for him. So he closed his eyes till 55, then he opened them up again. When he looked around, he saw a clown, and the clown seemed very gay. And he said, "I'd like to join that circus clown and run away." Yo do do ho, ra di di, la da da dum da dum da. Yo do 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 di di, la da 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 dum ba bum ba. Ba do ba da ba da, bi dum bu dum da. Da da ba 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 da da da. La-ba-dee-la-la-la. Well, he followed every railroad track and every highway sign. And he had a girl in each new town and the towns he left behind. And the open road was the only road he knew. But the color of his dream was slowly turning into blue. Then he met a girl, the kind of girl he'd wanted all his life. She was soft and kind and good to him, so he took her for his wife. And they got a house not far from town, and in a little while the girl had seen the doctor, and she came home with a smile. Now in 1961, a happy father had a son. And by 1964, the father walks right out the door. And in 65, the mom and son were still around. But what will happen to the boy when the circus comes to town? Ba da 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 ba 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 ba.
As a teenager, Harry and his mother moved to Los Angeles, where young Harry would find work at a theater and then at a bank, where he became adept at using new computer technology to manage payroll. He also used his developing musical talents to both entertain himself and escape from a world of poverty and frequent loneliness. He became a talented mimic, able to reproduce the sounds of groups like the Everly Brothers, along with his friend Jerry Smith. The two began tweaking lyrics and then melodies, and before they realized it, were writing their own songs. By the early 60s, Nilsson had found part-time work singing demos and continued to refine his songwriting talents, which would culminate when he sold his song Cuddly Toy to the producers of the Monkees. Mickey Dolenz remembers what happened then.
I remember the day he came in the studio. He was working at a bank. He told me later when we became very close. He was working at a bank doing a teller or check clearance or something, and writing songs on the side. And he got the interest of a publisher, and the publisher brought him over to one of our sessions. And I remember when he came over and he sat down and played a song, Cuddly Toy, and Davy Jones actually said, "Yeah, I like that song. I'll do that." And the publisher took him out in the hallway and said, "You can quit the bank."
Nilsson signed a recording contract with RCA Victor in 1966 and teamed up with producer Rick Gerard to release Spotlight on Nilsson, Aerial Ballet, and Pandemonium Shadow Show, an album which caught the ear of the Beatles' PR guy, Derek Taylor, thanks to this ode to the Fab Four.
My babe, don't buy me presents. How can you laugh when you know I'm down? Beep, 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 yeah. I got something to say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again, gonna let you down. I told you before, you can't survive. It's the second time I caught you talking to him. I got to tell you one more time, I think it's a sin. Gonna let you down and leave you flat.
Gonna let you down and leave you flat.
Because I told you before. Paperback writer, yeah. Everybody's green, sha-la-la, ooh. 'Cause I'm the one who stole your love. But if it's seen, sha-la-la, ooh. Me talking that way, they laugh in my face. Please listen to me if you wanna stay
right.
Can't help this feeling, I go out of my mind. Gonna let you down and leave you flat.
Gonna let you down and leave you flat.
Because I told you before, you can't believe in yesterday.
From Pandemonium Shadow Show, that's Harry Nilsson and his take on You Can't Do That. Nilsson reworked that song to include references to 18 different Beatles tunes in that mix. And while it didn't make it to the charts, it got enough attention of important people like the Beatles that it would push his career forward. As a matter of fact, legend has it that John Lennon listened to the album for 36 straight hours before reaching out to Nilsson. Here's another song from Pandemonium Shadow Show, one that's been covered by a number of artists, Nilsson's original take of Without Her.
I spend the night in a chair thinking she'll be there, but she never comes. And then I wake up and wipe the sleep from my eyes, and I rise to face another day without her. It's just no good anymore when you walk through the door of an empty room, and then you go inside and set a table for one. It's no fun when you spend a day without her. We burst the pretty balloon, took us to the moon. Such a beautiful thing, but it's ended now, and it sounds like a lie. If I say I'd rather die
knows how to swing and it grooves like a clock. Put the hands on the clock till the lovers depart. And it's breaking my heart to have to spend another day without her. Another day without her. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Can't go on without her. Do-do-do-do-do-do. There's no song without her. It's all wrong without her.
Derek Taylor bought copies of the album for the Beatles, who would tell an interviewer that Nilsson was their favorite band. Nilsson became friends with John Lennon and Ringo Starr, but biographer Alan Shipton says those were very different relationships.
I think that Nilsson was always very slightly in awe of John Lennon. I mean, John Lennon was somebody that he'd looked up to as an up-and-coming singer. And when, during his very first year as a professional, his phone rang in his little office at RCA Records, and a voice at the other end at 4 a.m. said, "Hi, Harry, this is John." And it was John Lennon actually ringing him directly to say how much he admired him. That, to some extent, elevated John even higher in Nilsson's regard. And so when they came to work together, a lot of the things that Nilsson might have said, like, "Hey, my voice isn't too good," or "My throat's hurting," didn't get said, because he was so keen to impress Lennon and to work with him that he didn't admit to the problems he was having. There was nothing like that with Ringo. Ringo was a buddy, a mate for Nilsson. And I know, having been in touch with Ringo, who very kindly gave us a quote for the back cover of the book, that their friendship was so deep and so strong that he still, to some extent, hasn't got over the death of Harry in 1994. It was so profound a friendship that it's very, very significant in Ringo's life. And I would have to say that of Nilsson's later work, which we were just talking about, some of the very best things that Nilsson did are the work that he did as a backing singer on Ringo's solo albums, Ringo and Goodnight Vienna. In both cases, Nilsson produces some of the most exquisite singing from his whole career.
After meeting the Beatles, Nilsson returned as a somewhat changed man and broke his relationship with producer Rick Gerard, a story that David Leaf says is one of the saddest in his documentary about Nilsson.
The way Rick very candidly talks about how he was discarded and it wasn't a kind ending. And that part of the story, that part of Harry's personality, that part of his history really was disturbing. If we were to talk about somebody who made really dark music and they had a dark personality, that really wouldn't be surprising. But when somebody made such beautiful sounds seemed to almost have a casual cruelty about him, that was very sad to me. It reminds me of what a friend of mine who was very, very successful in the music business said to me. This is about 30 years ago. I was talking about an artist whose music I loved and was quite unhappy to hear that this artist in particular was kind of a cruel person. And he said to me, "David, lesson number one in the music business, consider the art, not the artist." And that's, you know, kind of one of the dangers of what I've done is sometimes you get too close to the story and just like a fire, you can get burned.
When we return, Nilsson's first big songwriting success, a hit for Three Dog Night, and his first big hit as a singer with a song written by someone else.
It's a double paradox, really, and I suppose that's why when we were thinking about the title of the book, we decided that the words singer and songwriter both had to be in there.
At Quirk Motor City, you get a huge selection of quality pre-owned vehicles priced to fit any budget. Plus, the Quirk Motor City pre-owned difference, with a limited warranty that's 3 times longer than the average dealer's pre-owned warranty. Free main state inspections for the life of the vehicle. A free Carfax vehicle history report. And Quirk Motor City's certified pre-owned 118-point inspection. It's your quality pre-owned car. Find it at Quirk Motor City in Bangor, Belfast, Augusta, and Portland. View our pre-owned inventory online at quirkauto.com.
Biking season is here, and the only way to be sure that you're road or trail ready is to bring your bike to Slipping Gears Cycling, Bangor's only full-time cycling sales and service experts. At 753 Stillwater Avenue in Bangor, before prime riding season slips away. Slipping Gears Cycling, 753 Stillwater Avenue in Bangor, Bangor's best full-service bike shop. Outstanding service, huge stock. Like them on Facebook for updates, shop in person, and online at slippinggears.com.
Since its founding in 1954, Cross Insurance has grown from a small family-owned agency that started in Bangor, Maine, into one of the largest super-regional insurance agencies in New England. With a network of offices throughout New England, Cross Insurance works with top carriers to provide maximum value to you, your family, and your business. We are proud to be the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots and would welcome the chance to provide security for your team. For more information, visit crossinsurance.com. Cross Insurance, where security meets strength.
Welcome to Greenacres Kennel Shop. How many?
2 dogs and a cat, please.
Remember us?
Rex, Sparky, and me, Fiona.
Of course, this way. Your coats are all looking so shiny. Bowl for three.
Ruff!
I'll take a side plate. Dog food's not really my taste.
Rex, try the Nutrisource. Delectable.
Yes, Master Sparky. Greenacres Kennel Shop only wants you to have wholesome, healthy food. So we prefer to work with small, family-owned companies who focus on pet foods.
Any specials this evening, Paul?
Of course, Master Rex. The usual lineup of dog and cat foods from Pure Vita, Natural Planet Health Extension, Signature.
How are they prepared?
Greenacres offers dry food, wet, freeze-dried, even frozen raw food to fulfill your fussy feline fancy. Now, because you all come to Greenacres Kennel Shop so often, your meals are deeply discounted as part of our frequent buyer program.
Wow, sounds like we're the special ones.
Greenacres Kennel Shop, where every pet is special. 1653 Union Street, Bangor, greenacreskennel.com, and on Facebook. Takeout also available.
We love Greenacres Kennel Shop, our home away from home.
So you got a little problem and you don't know what to do. Your pipes are getting rusty and the water's leaking through. You know you need a plumber, but you haven't got the dough. Well, listen and I'll tell you about a fella you should know. Just call Tim's Plumbing, they'll be there in a flash. They do great work for not a lot of cash. They'll fix that sink, they'll snake that drain. So the glug, glug, glugging won't be driving you insane.
Got plumbing issues? Call Tim's Plumbing. They'll fix it fast and, more importantly, they'll fix it right. Tim's Plumbing specializes in installations, repiping, and service repair, and do new construction as well. Keep their number handy, 735-4969. And to learn more about Tim's Plumbing, like them on Facebook or visit timsplumbingmaine.com.
So when trouble pops up, you know who to summon. The master licensed technicians at Tim's Plumbing. Call them up and everything will be just fine. 735-4969. 735-4969.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Even while he was recording critically acclaimed albums, other performers were turning to the Nielsen Songbook for hits, including a tune Harry wrote after hearing a busy signal on the telephone. He transposed that sound to the keyboard and wrote One, which became a huge hit for Three Dog Night. For my money, nothing better, though, than the original version by Nielsen.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. Because
Because one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know. It's just no good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday. Because one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know. One is the loneliest number. One is the loneliest number. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number, much, much worse than two. One is a number divided by two.
As fate would have it, Nielsen's biggest early success as a performer came with a song he didn't write, biographer Alan Shipton.
Yes, and I suppose the other paradox is the fact that the songs that he wrote himself are better known in versions recorded by other people than the ones he made on his own. So it's a double paradox, really. And I suppose that's why when we were thinking about the title of the book, we decided that the words singer and songwriter both had to be in there to try and make the point that to some people, Nielsen was a consummate singer, and in fact there were many reviews that came out during his lifetime that said he is a great singer but the songs aren't that great. And equally, there were just about as many people who thought he's a brilliant songwriter but perhaps not the best singer of all those songs. So there's a strange paradox, and Nielsen's life, as you say, is fraught with those. There were so many of them, from the decision not to appear live right the way through to the idea that he never had a consistent image on the front of all his albums, so recognizing a particular face as being Nielsen's became increasingly difficult as his career went on.
Harry was one of several songwriters asked to submit tunes for the soundtrack of a new movie, Midnight Cowboy, in 1969. Harry gave them a song called I Guess the Lord Must Be in New York City, but director John Schlesinger opted to stick with a recording that had been used as a placeholder, and it was Nielsen's version of a song by Fred Neil, Everybody's Talking.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stopping still. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain.
going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave.
In a career filled with ironies, filmmaker David Leaf makes note of the fact that two of Harry Nilsson's biggest hits as a vocalist were written by someone else.
Of course, his first big hit as an artist, and you know, again, one of the great ironies of this songwriter's life was that his two biggest hits, Without You and Everybody's Talking, he didn't write.
Right.
That gnawed at him also.
Everybody's Talking became a top 10 hit and earned Nilsson a Grammy Award. He became known as a singer's singer, as well as a great songwriter. Scores of talented musicians sought to work with him, including the legendary Al Kooper.
When he first came out, I went berserk over his recording of Without Her, which I eventually covered on the Blood, Sweat, and Tears album.
Right.
But when his version came out, I went nuts over that. And then everything that came after it, whatever album it was on, I went nuts over that album. But that track specifically, I thought was beautifully produced, arranged. And so when I did it, I didn't attempt to copy it. I did it a whole other way because I couldn't mess with how great they did it.
Nilsson's music influenced more than just other musicians, as actor Curtis Armstrong explains.
He's one of those people who is not known anywhere near as well as he should be. His gifts were astonishing. He was very generous with his gifts. And as a songwriter and as a singer, he was hugely important to me from the time I first heard him in about 1968. It's funny, too, because I realized in retrospect that between 1968, 1970, or 71, some of my favorite songs were Nilsson songs that I heard on the radio. I had no idea it was the same person. I mean, how you could have one person do Everybody's Talking and Jump Into the Fire and Me and My Arrow and Without You, or Without Her, for that matter, and all these songs which are so different. It sounds like they're being performed by groups, and it sounds like they're being, you know, they're all different people. And then when I realized, my God, it's the same guy, that meant that I had to go into it. And then discovering that the Beatles, who were my lifelong idols, considered him their favorite, not only their favorite American band, I mean, their favorite American singer, but their favorite American group, because he sounded so huge and fascinating. He also had a great sense of humor, very intelligent. I never met him, but I sure wish I had.
Nilsson began work the next year on a challenging project, an animated musical he called The Point. The film aired on ABC in February of 1971, and the soundtrack album produced the hit single, Me and My Arrow.
Me and my arrow, straighter than narrow, wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow, me and my arrow, taking the high road, wherever we go, everyone knows it's I don't know. And if we make up just to break up, I'll carry on. Oh yes, I will. Me and my arrow, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, straight up and narrow. Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow.
Nielsen friend Van Dyke Parks recalls how Harry tried to use that song to get himself a brand new car, although not the one the sponsors had in mind.
There was a car built by Detroit called the Arrow, and Harry had written a song called Me and My Arrow. What a beautiful song it was, and Detroit asked him, they said, could we use that as a commercial? And Harry said, well, yes, I'll do that for you. He said, well, what would you like? He said, I'd like a top-of-the-line Mercedes. So
another much-loved song for The Point is this one, Think About Your Troubles.
Sit beside the breakfast table, think about your troubles. Pour yourself a cup of tea and think about the bubbles. You can take your teardrops and drop them in a teacup. Take them down to the riverside and throw them over the side to be swept up by a current, then taken to the ocean to be eaten by some fishes, who were eaten by some fishes and swallowed by a whale, who grew so old he decomposed you. Do. He died to the bottom of the ocean. Now everybody knows that when a body decomposes, the basic elements are given back to the ocean, and the sea does what it ought to, and soon this salty water,
not too good for drinking,
'cause it tastes just like a teardrop. Which is just about to bubble.
From the soundtrack of The Point, Nielsen's Think About Your Troubles. Harry would then travel to England, where he would team up with producer Richard Perry, at the time one of the hottest producers in the business, for what proved to be the biggest album of his career, Nielsen Schmielsen. Alan Shipton explains.
Richard Perry, who, of course, was the most significant record producer in Nielsen's career, in the sense that the two most successful albums that Harry made, that's Nielsen Schmielsen and Son of Schmielsen, were both produced by Richard. So he was a great figure in Nielsen's life.
When we come back, Nielsen reaches a creative high watermark.
When it comes to your health, early detection is the best protection. That's why the St. Joseph Regional Breast Care Center provides 3D mammography to offer better answers and greater peace of mind, identifying problem areas that a standard mammogram might miss. It provides precise images for all women, including those with dense breast tissue. Call 907-1682 to schedule your 3D mammogram at the St. Joseph Regional Breast Care Center. 3D, providing peace of mind for you, your family, and your loved ones.
Since its founding in 1954, Cross Insurance has grown from a small family-owned agency that started in Bangor, Maine, into one of the largest super-regional insurance agencies in New England. With a network of offices throughout New England, Cross Insurance works with top carriers to provide maximum value to you, your family, and your business. We are proud to be the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots and would welcome the chance to provide security for your team. For more information, visit crossinsurance.com. Cross Insurance, where security meets strength.
Angelo's Pizzeria has locations in both Bangor and in Hamden, and they're your home for the best pizza, homemade pasta, and Italian takeout. Angelo's Pizzeria, located on Hammond Street in Bangor and Main Road South in Hamden, features a menu that also includes seafood, sandwiches, wraps, and salads. That means there's sure to be something for every member of the family. Stop into Angelo's Pizzeria, Hammond Street, Bangor, Main Road South in Hamden.
Spring's the time for everything new, fresh, innovative. Time for the brand new, all redesigned Ram 1500 at Hartley's.
The 2019 Ram 1500 is awesome. With more everything, more storage,
more performance,
more technology,
more efficiency,
and more leather.
In the new Ram 1500, there's safety all around you. It's the strongest Ram ever. Capable, built to serve, rugged,
and refined.
Start your own rebellion. Get yourself a Ram 1500 at Hartley's.
Don't miss the 2018 Jeep Wrangler, an all-new version of a true icon at Hartley's.
Diesel power, hybridization, and full-wheel, all-wheel drive are options. Wrangler is legendary for sport, fun, and work. The incredible 2018 is the most accommodating and comfortable Wrangler yet.
The new Ram 1500. And the all-new 2018 design Jeep Wrangler. Check them out at Hartley's.
The best deals on new Ram 1500s and 2019 Jeep Wranglers aren't in the city. They're in the country. Hartley's Country in Newport. Hartley'sCountry.com.
Thinking of making home improvements to increase efficiency? Well, there's no time like the present. And the people at Penobscot Home Performance want you to know that efficiency main rebates have increased from $700 to $1,000 per zone as of May 1st. Also, anyone with Bangor Gas can get rebates for $2,000 per insulation zone up to $5,000. Call to get your free home energy audit at 469-6100 or visit PenobscotHomePerformance.com. At this busy time of year, there's nothing better than a place that offers you one-stop shopping. That place is G&M Family Market on the corner of Route 1A and Route 46 in Holden. Fresh produce delivered daily, a great selection of meats and seafood, beer and wine, of course a Dunkin' Donuts and an Amato's right on site. Stop into G&M Family Market every day of the week from 6 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, and if they don't have what you're looking for, they'll make every effort to get it next time. G&M Family Market, Route 1A and Route 46 in Holden.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his belly ache. I said,
along with producer Richard Perry and a bevy of talented musicians, Nielsen recorded what many consider his masterpiece as a vocalist, the album Nielsen Schmielsen. It produced a number of hits, but ironically, the biggest one was another song he didn't write, Without You, a tune written and recorded originally by the British group Badfinger, the first group signed to the Beatles' Apple Records label. Without You became a huge smash, going to the top of the charts and staying there for 4 weeks.
No, I can't forget this evening or your face as you were leaving. But I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. Well, I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know.
Without You went to number one, stayed at the top of the charts for a month. Also featured keyboard work by Gary Wright, the guy who would have a big hit as a solo artist several years later with Dreamweaver. Nielsen Schmielsen included Coconut, Jump Into the Fire, and great care was taken to the sequencing of tracks on the album, including this memorable album opener, Gotta Get Up.
Said across the bubbling waves, and those were happier days. But now, gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay.
The Nielsen-Perry partnership was a fruitful one, and it was actually Richard Perry who convinced biographer Alan Shipton that Nielsen's story would make a great book.
When we met, you just had lunch in Los Angeles, we're talking about this, that, and the other, and I got intrigued listening to his stories about Harry. So I said to him, is there a book? And he said, no, there isn't one. And I thought, well, my goodness, here's this extraordinary artist with a wonderful story, and somebody ought to write the book, and a few years later, it wound up being me.
Nielsen Schmielsen was nominated for Grammys in every category it was eligible and made Harry a winner once again. But his follow-up, Son of Schmielsen, was less inspired as he and Richard Perry battled over the direction. Though that's not to say there weren't good songs, Spaceman became the album's biggest chart hit.
Shoot 'em up, destiny. Bang, bang, shoot 'em up to the moon. Bang, bang, shoot 'em up. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I wanted to be a spaceman. That's what I wanted to be. But now that I am a spaceman, nobody cares about me. Say to me, I want to make a good run. I wanted to go to the moon. I needed it out to be fun. I told him to send me real soon. I wanted to be a spaceman. I wanted to be it so bad. But now that I am a spaceman, I'd rather be back on the pad.
The Nielsen-Perry partnership would end with his next project when Harry decided to record an album of standards, which became known as A Little Touch of Schmielsen in the Night. Nielsen worked with an orchestra arranged and conducted by Gordon Jenkins, And while it may not have been a huge commercial success, friends say it may well have been Harry's favorite of all his records.
Jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story. A fight for love and glory. A case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time.
It's Harry Nilsson from A Little Touch of Schmielsen in the Night, and As Time Goes By. When we come back, Nilsson joins John Lennon on his lost weekend and blows out his voice in the process as Downtown remembers Harry Nilsson.